Hello, welcome once again to the Buddhist Society's Saturday afternoon meditation class. The ongoing class for those who meditated before. And as usual, I have to make the announcement. If anyone here who is just coming for the first time, usually encouraged to go to the beginner's class and the room on your left as you walk in here from the reception area. This is a class where we usually sit for about 40, 45 minutes. And on these classes, as usual, I usually focus on one particular aspect of meditation. And one of the aspects which comes to my mind was a way of talking about meditation, which I did on a TV in Sri Lanka last week. And that was using the simile of the thousand-petal lotus. That particular simile is one of my favorite ones. It works on the understanding that when the sun shines on a lotus, the outermost petals warm up and they open up to reveal the next layer of petals so that they can receive the warmth of the sun. So they open up to allow the next layer of petals to receive the warmth of the sun. And as layer by layer by layer, you go deeper inside that lotus. And the reason that simile is helpful for the meditator, it does describe the stages of meditation as being within each other. And that means that the whole process of meditation is not rejecting what you have or trying to get rid of it, but being deeper with what you have to go inside of it, as it were, to reach that next level. So you never go on to the next levels of meditation. You always go in to the next levels. And that's not just being clever with words. You know, what's the difference between going on and going in? Going on means actually you leave where you are now to get to some other stage. But in meditation, you never leave where you are. You never sort of reject it, abandon it, and move somewhere else, because that type of movement is what causes restlessness, what causes a lack of the mind becoming peaceful. So instead of rejecting anything or going anywhere else, you sit absolutely still, you know, in your body and in your mind, and allow the whole process of meditation to move inwards. And for many times, this is a very natural process. As you focus on anything, the part which is very interesting usually dominates the field of vision and everything else disappears. As the old simile of the TV set, which I mentioned last night. Was it last night? I mentioned somewhere recently anyway. As you watch a TV set, the edges disappear. And reason is because what you focus on fills the mind. You go into the center of that image. When you first look at any piece of scenery, you know, with your eyes, you know, you see the whole vast range. But then you usually focus on something within that range, a person or an object you really wanted to look at. And that sort of actually expands in the mind and takes up most of the space, pushing the edges of that vision, of that screen, of that stretch of visionary, stretch of light or whatever. It pushes the edges away and they disappear. It's nature. For whatever the mind looks at, it focuses on something, and what's on the edges just disappears. And that's precisely what happens in meditation, quite naturally, that you focus and you go in deeper and deeper and deeper into the center of things. No, literally, literally centering of the mind. And it's a natural process. You don't need to do this. Once you start your meditation, very often we're just starting with our body and our mind, our experience, our life, and we're just going into it. So, you know, when you close your eyes, you find yourself going into space, into this body, because you can't hear or feel anything outside of your body when you close your eyes and start meditating. All you feel is this physical body here. You're going in. It's the first stage of going inwards into this world, into your body. And as you're watching your body, calming it down, making sure it's comfortable, the next stage of going in is going into the center of time. And this huge range of experiences available to your consciousness, you know, from the earliest time you can remember to all the projections about the future, all of that, you just go into the center, this thing we call now, the present moment. It's centering in time. But first of all, this thing called a present moment is a very powerful stage of meditation. And when you go into the center of the present moment, that's where you find this beautiful silence. I often look at this silence as like an idea of like waiting in this moment. When you're waiting for something, it means you're not moving. You're just still waiting for something to happen, or waiting for somebody to come, or waiting for the bus to move. And that idea of waiting in the moment is very helpful to understand how we are still. So we wait in this moment, actually still in this present moment. And when you can actually start doing that, you get like silence. The silence is right in the center of the present moment. So you don't abandon the present moment to go into another stage. You just go deeper into the present moment to get the silence. As many meditators have also found, they don't need to sort of abandon even silence to get onto the breath. And many meditators, it's a strange thing, but if you go deeper into that silence, just stay in that silence and make it fuller, deeper, and more long-lasting, from the centre of that silence, you can start to feel the breath. The reason is that because in that silence, you've got many, many feelings or experiences you could be aware of. And instead of having that whole range of experiences, the mind will centre on one of them. And what it centres on usually is the breath, simply because that some of you have been doing the breath for a long time now. And so you just go deeper into the present moment, deeper into the centre of the present moment where you find a silence, and deeper into the silence where you start experiencing your breath. But when it comes that way, that's sort of going deeper into wherever you are, of course you never abandon the silence, you never abandon the present moment, you're just going deeper into it. Know, like a small piece of territory within this larger piece of territory. And as you go into that breath, if that breath happens from the present moment and from silence, it is a very, very peaceful breath and a very comfortable breath in the very beginning. For the one reason that when you don't have any access to the future and the past, there's very little to compare things with. It's just breath and it's just nice and it's silent and there's no thought going on, it's peaceful. And that breath in the centre of the silence becomes very, very nice. And once you get into that habit of mind of always going to the centre of things, again, you never sort of think, oh, what level am I on now? What should I do next? Because the idea of what should I do next becomes a silly question. It just doesn't apply. You're just going into the centre of the breath even. Always going to the centre of things, being more fully where you are. Deepening the experience of now, solidifying it, just allowing it to stay until it becomes very, very solid, stable with you, and then you go deeper into it. And that's why in the breath, as you fully go into it, the breath takes over your whole mind. So every moment of the mind is just filled with the breath. So the idea of going in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, doesn't make sense anymore. It's just this breath happening in every second, every moment. And it's an interesting part of the breath meditation, because at that point you cannot know whether it's an in-breath or an out-breath, beginning or end. It's just breath happening, that's all. So you're going so deep into the breath that these external descriptions, like in or out, beginning or end, they sort of disappear, just like the edges of the TV screen when you start watching a movie. So, you know, you're watching a movie, you know it's on TV, but you can't see the edges of the screen. You know it's the breath, but you can't see those edges called in and out, or beginning, middle and end. You just know it's breath. And once you get in again to that idea of just going inwards, after a while you just go into the centre of that beautiful, that breath, and you get the beautiful breath. It just becomes beautiful. And it's all the time, you're just staying where you are. Because when you're staying where you are, the mindfulness is like hitting the lotus that is your body and mind and just opening petals layer by layer by layer. And as the petals open up layer by layer by layer, you go into the deeper stages. The next stage is always right inside the one you're in now. So you don't look for it outside, to the left, to the right, or anywhere else. You just keep your gaze, your mindfulness, just on this thing now. And that, what that means is, in that metaphor, the thousand-petal lotus, that mindfulness is like the sun. It doesn't move. It just stays where you are right now. So the mindfulness warms whatever you're experiencing right now, and it doesn't try and get rid of it, doesn't try and move anywhere else. The mindfulness stays where it is. just warms the experience until it opens up into a deeper level of meditation. And you've got this beautiful breath. Just because beautiful breath is in the center of the full awareness of the breath, which is in the center of the breath, which is in the center of silence, which is in the center of the present moment, which is in the center of time, which is in the center of your body, which is in the center of your life. It's always going into the center of things. Once you're in the beautiful breath, you know, what should I do next? Just stay there. Don't do anything. Go deeper into it. And nimittas arise. And usually the perception of a nimitta arises is literally, it usually arises from the very center of your mind. Just a beautiful light just comes up right into you. You see this beautiful light. What you do next, you just keep shining your mindfulness on that light. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. If that light doesn't stay long enough, just the breath will come up. It's just, you know, as if the light comes from the center, the breath is pushed on the edge outside. If the mind isn't ready for that, just the lotus petals will close up. The breath will actually, from the outside, come and squash the nimitta in the center, and the nimitta gets so small it will just disappear, and the breath will be in your mind. It's always like centering. As you go into that nimitta, you just allow yourself to go into the center of that nimitta. You're in the jhanas. And the second jhana is in the middle of the first jhana, third is in the middle of the second. All the way in, just going centering, 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 centering. It's a very beautiful metaphor for what meditation is. And you find that the only time when that meditation fails is when you're not going into the center of things anymore, you're going to the left or the right. You're doing something else, going somewhere else, not being where you are. Our mindfulness is just planning something next, or lingering on what's just happened, or going in a tangential direction into some sort of fantasy or dream. So long as you're where you are now, focusing on this and going deeper into it, there you'll find the path of meditation. Like the thousand-petal lotus, going in, in, and in, and in, and in. Never on, on, on. That's a very beautiful description of the path of meditation. You remember that, and meditation gets very, very, very easy. Okay, so that's a little description on the essence of meditation. Is there any questions about that? Okay, let's give it a go. So you'd like to get yourself comfortable, first of all. And once you get comfortable sitting in a meditation posture, then we can be in the meditation. They close the eyes. With the eyes closed, we become more aware of our body. So we're going into the center of our world. Center of our universe has to be our body. So we feel our body. Are we kind to it? Is there anything we need to change? We do change that. Adjusting our hands, adjusting our legs, our feet, our back. Spending time with our body, quality awareness time. And when the body feels peaceful, we can go deep inside, not so much our body now, but to the center of time. Imagine time like a highway stretching out to your left into the distant past. The further back you look, the harder it is to see. On the other direction, that highway stretches way off into the future, into these misty mountains of tomorrow and next week and next year. Further along that, you can't hardly see what's going to happen next, where that road is going to lead of your future. And with this whole stretch of highway from the distant past to the uncertain future, we center in that part of the highway where we're standing right now, what we call now, going right in the center of time. That's the whole movement of the mind, this whole inclination that goes to the center of this. Your mindfulness, your awareness, like the sun, shining on your life, seeing the outermost petals of past and future open up. It's right in the center, lies a layer of petals called now. Into the present moment, find the silence. So on, always going in.
Thank you.
Coming close to the end of the meditation now. It's time to understand from your own reflection on this moment how you feel, exactly how the meditation has gone. Did you manage to stop the mind going on, and instead start the mind on the inner journey, going in? What does it feel like? At the end of a meditation. And why? I want to ring the gong 3 times. The end of the 3rd ringing of the gong is a time to come out from your meditation. Here we go, a nice 45-minute meditation. It helps to understand that the goal of meditation is stillness. Sometimes there's a word in meditation we call samadhi, and there's been many translations of that word over the years. Sometimes people call it concentration, but I prefer to use the word stillness, because that gives the meaning of the word in a more accurate, easy to understand form. And it also shows you the way you gain that stillness. Every time the mind moves, you're destroying that stillness. So if you can think stillness, keep that in your mind as the goal, just to be still. Then you have a good understanding of the path and also the result of meditation. And also makes it quite clear why the instructions I gave today are going in, rather than on. Show you how stillness grows. It is the stillness of the sun being still, shining on this one lotus and maintaining its warmth on that lotus that opens up the lotus. So the sun moves around, now chooses this lotus, now chooses that lotus. You'll find that the lotuses just close up again. It doesn't have that sustained focus. But if you can keep the attention just on the path of going in, then you'll find that you'll come to those stages. Those stages are just not sort of rungs on a ladder. They're just more like signposts on the side of the road, like landmarks, so you know how far you've gone down the road into stillness. And being landmarks as such, you don't sort of aim for the landmarks. All you do is just go more and more still, more and more inwards, more centering, until those landmarks become quite clear to you. The landmark of silence, the landmark of present moment, the landmark of silence, the landmark of the breath, the landmark of the beautiful breath, one of the great landmarks of meditation. You've got enough stillness so the mind is becoming bright. When that mind becomes bright, it becomes happy. Now you understand a little bit about what mindfulness is, because that stillness generates the mindfulness, empowers it, and brings the happiness of meditation. When these three things come together, the stillness, the clarity, and the happiness, then you're really getting off in your meditation. Just go even more still, more centered, till you really go into the middle of the mind, into the nimittas and the jhanas. And these are things which you can do. All one needs to remember is always going into the center of whatever you're experiencing now. Never trying to get rid of it, never rejecting it, embracing it, being kind to it, making peace with it, being gentle. All these words which create the stillness. Whenever there's a rejection of anything, that this is good enough, they'll always give you something to do. Every bit of fault finding and seeing what's wrong with something, is always generates just more business in the mind. But every moment of contentment, every moment of gratitude, every moment of kindness, of compassion, you'll find is a moment where work finishes. Strange thing about people who try to get rid of the work in their life. You all know from whether it's your office or whether you're home, there's no end of work. There's always, you get one thing done, another thing needs to be done. Projects always keep going on. But you can't stop business very easy by going into the center of things. And instead of seeing the faults in things, being grateful for how far you've come. Being at peace with this moment now. And to be at peace with it, you have to see just it's worth being at peace. You've done enough. This is good enough. And understanding that you give up this movement into a better state. Give up this fault-finding which drives you always somewhere else. You stay where you are. The contentment, the letting go, the being at peace, making peace with things, embracing things, is a way of residing in this moment, residing in the stillness, residing in the breath, and going deeper and deeper in. And the last part of that simile of the lotus is the innermost petals of the lotus are always the most fragrant and beautiful. The outermost ones are the rough and coarse ones, because they have to withstand the wind all day. The ones inside are sheltered. The ones inside are more fragrant. The ones inside are more delicate and beautiful. And that's exactly what the mind is like. The deeper you go into the mind, in these landmarks of meditation, the more delicate, the more beautiful, the more fragrant they are. Beautiful breath becomes very delicate. When you get to nimitta stage, that's gossamer thin. You can't hold it without destroying it. You just have to let it be with no holding. It's that delicate. Just like the innermost petals of the flower. And it is so beautiful, so fragrant. Just like the inner petals of a flower. Okay, so any questions about the meditation today? Going in. For those of you who know some Buddhism, you know the opposite of that is going outwards. There's a word in Buddhism called the asavas, the outflowings of the mind. And that's, you know, the equivalent of the old Four Noble Truths. Sometimes a Buddha, instead of saying the Four Noble Truths, he says the asavas instead of suffering. So when the mind goes out, flows out. It always finds suffering, lack of contentment. when it flows inwards, goes against the stream, it goes into the moment and into the center of things. That's where you find going the opposite direction. It's a play of time where you find peace and freedom and liberation of the mind in the center of this moment right now. Lies the Buddha and Nibbana. So it's just like unwrapping one of these presents. Sometimes you get these presents, sometimes even as monks you give these presents, and they're wrapped in so many wrappings, especially if these books coming from overseas. My goodness, you've got to sort of unwrap the outer packing, and then you sort of get some inner packing, and then you get the cardboard box, and you unwrap that, and there's some other packing, and my goodness, how many packagings there are just for one or two books. And that's just like, you know, the Dhamma is right in the center of all this packaging. Packaged, you know, with, you know, this body, packaged with time, packaged with thinking, packaged with the breath. And go inside, unwrap this moment, and when you unwrap it, there you find the Dhamma right in the center. So it's like unwrapping this moment, seeing what's in the center. So, then that's enough. There's no questions. I will now unwrap you, and you could all go back and have a cup of tea.